and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
There she is.
And this is ostensibly an advice podcast where we tell you stuff to do. mainly just moan about the fact that there isn't anything to do. So there's that too.
We do enjoy telling people what to do.
Yeah, I think we're all right at it too. Like I have lots of experience with telling people what to do. I was a teacher for a while, and now I've got two kids.
Yeah.
So
I just think I'm always right. So.
Well, this is yet to be proven incorrect. So
exactly.
That's good.
You can't prove a negative, so you can't prove that Claire's not always right.
That's right.
And I just ran a wedding this weekend, like, which was such a power trip. I got to tell you, Lizzie, I know you're listening. Like, telling people to shut the fuck up because this is a wedding and I done told you to mute your mic. It feels really good. Oh, funny how those stage
I was interested about the ins and outs of running a wedding online. Like, did you have like, was there a celebrant? Were the bride and groom in the same room?
Yes. Bride and groom, yes. And the wedding party were there. There were only like four of them. And then the officiant, four, five, something like that. And then the officiant was there with them. And so like the actual ceremony happened in one place and the rest of us were just kind of there watching.
So. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, and creeps. We like ostensibly muted our mics for the ceremony. Except someone didn't
put clothing on.
Yeah, and then someone didn't, and during the bride's vows, you could hear a toilet flush and someone talking about ice cream, and please go get a cookie for my kid, and all this stuff, and we're like, hey guys, this is a wedding.
Oh,
but,
man.
I mean, those kinds of things are expected, and I learned some lessons, like, if I'm going to do it again in the future. But it was fun. I'm really surprised at how fun it was. I expected it to be more drama.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure it depends on who you do it for.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Lizzie and Eric are friends, so it was pretty easy. And I mean, they weren't very demanding. I mean, most of the stuff that like I think you would normally have a wedding planner do happens on their end because they're locational and I'm not, you know, so like they have to handle their own like costuming. I keep using theater terms.
costuming for wedding clothes.
Costuming for wedding clothes. They do their own costuming and makeup and order their own cake and food and stuff like that, you know, which I could probably do sometime, but like, it was just easier this way. And it wasn't hard.
It's funny because we had a wedding planner who was attached to our venue, like because the venue we used was and so she did things like decorating and menu, sort of, although we had input into the menu and stuff like that. But other stuff we just did, like we're arranging photographs and stuff like that, was like we didn't actually hire a wedding planner, so the only person who was really planning it was our, and she was hilarious too, because we got to the wedding day. They got to a couple of about a week before the wedding, and she sort of rang me up and said, look, and by this stage it became fairly apparent that we were very pretty blasé about the wedding and didn't really care. it was basically just a case of I want to have a big party and wear a pretty dress, and so I don't really care. And so she rang me up about 2 weeks before the wedding and said, look, this is going to be an interesting question, and please don't laugh, but do you want flat or peaked napkins for your wedding? I laughed. She said, please don't laugh. I laughed. I said, does it really matter? And she said, you'd be surprised how many people get annoyed with me if I get it wrong. And I was
God.
I probably wouldn't. I'll have flat napkins, thank you. So she said, that's cool, great. I'll just pop that off the list. And then I turned around and told Murray this before, and he said, oh, you ordered flat napkins.
Wait, was he kidding or was he playing? Like, was he playing
along?
Oh, okay.
He was kidding.
I was like, was he playing along or did he actually care? Because that would have been a twist.
Yeah.
It would have been a twist. I mean, we wouldn't have got married if he was that pissed off about.
I mean, big party, champagne, pretty dress, add cake, and what else is the point? I mean, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we didn't have cake either.
Criminal.
I told you that story. I've told that story before on the podcast.
You have.
Cake, haven't I?
I don't remember it.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I won't tell it again. Okay. Basically, my mom was over for Mother's Day yesterday, and we reinforced the cake myth because it's got to go. It's got to go down the generations. She's still so angry with me about it. It's great.
Wait, was it your family that did the really weird healthy cake? Someone tried to make a weird...
No,
okay. Someone, and I can't remember now where I've seen this, but someone was like, we were having a birthday party and my sister was supposed to bring a cake and she brought this like vegan gluten-free bullshit.
Oh, that was online.
Bullshit.
That was on...
Was it? Okay.
Relationships TXT, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was like...
A horrible vegan cake thing.
What a horrible way to ruin everything with your vegan gluten-free cake.
Yeah. I had a mini argument with my sister about whether or not she should go vegan. I'm like, look, do whatever you want, but don't expect me to be vegan too, please. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna do it. And the moment you start getting preachy about it, I'm gonna cut you out of my life completely. So there you go.
Is well, it like, even
offense to the, it's one thing if you at least make cake. From what I recall from that, it was just like some sort of horrible vegetable loaf.
Yeah.
A vegetable loaf.
Yeah. Like no sugar. And
yeah.
Yeah, and she'd insisted upon making the cake, so that's some bullshit.
I would start ordering my own cake. Like, yeah, you can bring whatever you want. In fact, that's what I did.
Yeah, the second I went along with it, I'd be like, cake.
Yeah, that's what I did with one of my grandpa's sister for his funeral. His sister was like, oh, okay, well, I'll plan this and bring all this. And instead of arguing with her, I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. And then I did my own thing anyway. And it worked out. And when she got all condescending later and was like, see, didn't it all work out like I told you it would? I was like, uh-huh, everything worked out just fine. So bless her heart, bless her socks, whatever. Oh, yeah. Do you guys celebrate Mother's Day the same day we do?
Well, I had Mother's Day on the weekend, so I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I guess so. Okay.
I think it's different in England, I think.
Okay. Just the UK then that's different? All right.
I must be. Oh, I think it's different in the UK and Europe because I've got a couple of Norwegian friends who were not doing Mother's Day this weekend either.
So oh, my God. I keep forgetting that's not the same thing anymore.
The UK and Europe.
Yeah.
They're out, baby.
They're out, baby.
And they're doing just terribly.
Yeah, anytime I see any of them like complaining, like, why won't the EU help us? Oh, I wonder.
Like, I wonder why. When you've been acting like an indoor-outdoor cat for 2 years, like.
Yeah, exactly. Shut the damn door, for God's sake. I'm sorry. I'm not going to joke about what's going on in the UK because it's absolutely terrible. No.
But also, as an American, I can't even, that whole plane.
Yeah, you got it.
Your own eye thing. You know, like, whatever they've got going over there, I cannot imagine. It's like the shit show here. I literally saw someone today trying to invoke the ADA for avoiding wearing face masks. And they're like, I don't have to tell you my disability and blah, 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 because of this and that. And you can't force me because of ADA. And I was like, first of all, it's really funny that y'all want to talk about the ADA right now. And God. Second of all, nothing you've said here is factually true. But nice try.
Wow.
I'm sure there's plenty of stupid people out there that will believe you. Oh, and then people started in with the my body, my choice. And I was like, really? Really?
Really? God.
We're doing this?
They're
We're doing
real
this.
Clever.
Yeah. They think they're being so clever. So, anyway.
On Tuesdays, we're assholes.
Oh boy. God. Yeah. So I mean, we have questions. Do we want to do questions? We have about 3 weeks of backlog questions.
Again, we're going to go. Apologies again for last week. We've been kind of sticking to a 2 week schedule for the last month or so, just because of everything.
Yeah.
If it's gonna go wrong, it does. And
yeah, as y'all can understand, we've had a hard case of the 2020s.
Oh my god. Yeah,
and we're trying.
Last week was such a year long.
It was a long year. It was such a long year.
Okay. Let's see. Where should we start? I'm going to skip around because I don't ever add all of them. If only we'd seen this
coming. If only we'd had 2020 vision.
If only. All right. I'm going to skip that first one from Canada because that's obvious. All right. Aussies, please explain the appeal of a pie floater, because from where I'm sitting, it looks like you either ruin a perfectly good bowl of soup or a perfectly good pie.
I don't know what the fuck it is. So nope. Yeah,
that's all. Yeah, I'm going to need Imogen to explain this one to me.
Okay, I shall explain the joy and wonder that is a meat pie floater. So what you do is you get...
Oh, it's a meat pie floater.
A meat pie. And by meat pie, I mean... a meat pie is, you know, pastry all around, top, bottom, filled with minced meat usually. Like, usually we'll do minced meat with gravy.
Yeah.
But you can also get chunky beef pies, which are pretty lovely. Or you can get, you know, variety of different types of pie.
Kind
of
like a pastry.
Savory being the operative word.
Yeah. Kind of like a pasty.
Like a pasty.
Okay.
But we call it a pie. And then there's two ways of doing it. You then dump the meat pie in a bowl of pea soup.
Ew. Okay, but you lost me.
That is a...
that's like adding mushy peas to fish and chips. That is a version.
Yes, well, you put it in a bowl of pea soup. But the pea soup should not be very watery pea soup. It should be nice, mushy pea soup.
Right.
So it's not like putting it into like a cup of liquid. It's putting it on top of
a gloopy. Kind of I've seen pictures of it. It's like putting a pie on top of mushy peas, like the same shit that you serve with fish and chips.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm with you now.
And the peas should be mushy-ish rather than soup. So that's what the meat pie floater is. And you stick, then you can put various toppings on top, like mashed potato or tomato sauce and stuff like that. So that's what a meat pie floater is. And it's actually very nice, provided you eat it quickly, because otherwise it does go a bit soggy. But most people, when you get a meat pie floater, like you probably wouldn't have a meat pie floater in Sydney, for example. I think it's more of a Melbourne or an LA specialty. Here you just get a meat pie and top it with mushy peas like mashed potato and then put sauce and stuff on top of that. And that's sort of the same sort of principle of a meat pie floater without the actual soup part.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's really yum. It's good. It tastes good.
It sounds good. It makes more sense.
But it's also really bad. It's really bad for you. So
whatever.
The mushy peas. Hello. That's like
if it has mushy peas, it must be healthy overall. Fact.
There you go. It cancels out any other.
Yep.
Quality.
That's how that works. Legumes
are good.
Yep. Yeah.
It's yummy and it's really good and it's just it's good comfort food, especially in winter. Like there's a place called Harry's Cafe de Wheels.
Yeah.
Which is down in there's a couple of areas of it down in Sydney on the coast, and it's just really nice comfort food.
Nice.
And now I really want one because I didn't have breakfast.
Oh, you fool! You've done it again.
I had a breakfast sandwich.
I've done it again.
And a brownie chocolate coconut cream pie. It was amazing. Anyway, I've made mushy peas to go with fish and chips. Like I looked it up on a whim because one of my friends from the UK was like, "Oh, my husband loves them," and I was like, "Oh, okay, whatever." And I think I could probably actually try them the way that I've made them, and that because like they're not overcooked sludge, and they're kind of already mushed up, and then there's like butter and shit in there. So, I mean,
yeah, it's like mashed potato but with peas.
Yeah,
basically.
And when they're not overcooked, they're kind of sweet. So I could try it.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm gonna, but I could. All right.
There's also like a version of mushy. There's a version of my mushy piece that comes in a can. So you just get it in a can.
Yeah, that's the one they make in the UK. In fact, when I told my friend, I was like, "Oh, I made mushy peas," and they were like, "You make them? we just get them in a can. Yeah, I bought frozen peas and blanched them and mushed them up, and everyone loved it. Added a little mint. Everyone loved it. So
yeah, yeah. No, they're good.
Apparently, I make things more complicated.
I think question answered there.
Yeah, question answer. All right.
Question answered.
Ask yeah, and answer
is it's not soup exactly. Yeah,
there we go. There yeah. we go.
The I mean, it, there is a version of it which is soup, but that I would.
I was imagining like dropping a hunk of meat pie into like French onion soup, and I was like, that just doesn't.
Yeah,
it feels like it's ruining the point of both. But that yeah. makes much more sense. That makes much more sense. All right, Jill wants to know, what is the best KK Slider song, and why is it Bubblegum KK?
Bubblegum KK is really good, and I guess like in my head.
Yeah, so Baby Bye.
I like Bubblegum KK.
Yeah, Baby Bye said it was a bop. So.
I also like...
I like
there's so many good ones. I like KK Sonata for like a good moody one.
Oh man, I said I was in a moody... For this last concert, I was moody, and he did like, what was it? It was like Imperial KK or something like that. Like
the one that sounds like fascist Chinese music. Is that the one?
And like nothing that came out of the sound in that concert could have possibly come from his mouth or that guitar. Like it just didn't work. But yeah. I definitely probably am leaning Bubblegum KK, although I haven't listened to the, what is it, Island KK? I don't know. I got it recently.
I like KK Funk.
Oh.
And I like KK Ska.
There's KK Ska? Ska pretty cool. Oh my God, I'm so far behind.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I also like KK Stroll. It's a nice kind of upbeat little cheery one. I've usually got that going in my living room.
Out of nowhere, the spouse started humming like the evening music for Animal Crossing. And Kid Spawn and I both looked at him. We're like, did you just? And he didn't respond because he had his headphones on and he's deaf. So I like don't know if he did it on purpose or not. I don't know. Or if he was even aware. All right. Controversial question coming in from Mr. DeFira, of course, from Tom. How would you improve a lemon meringue pie? First off, I would take off the meringue. Done.
No! Controversial and incorrect!
Get rid of that bullshit! Ew, there is nothing redeemable about meringue.
Wow. We're going and fighting today.
Yep, come out swinging. I mean, except when you're making like macarons, but I mean, whatever. But
oh, macarons are so good.
Why would you ruin a perfectly good fruit pie?
See, yeah, you can't talk because you don't have pavlova as your national dish. Yes, no, it's pavlova is best. So what the way I would improve a lemon meringue pie is by putting passion fruit over the top of it.
Well, that sounds good.
That just makes it into a mini pavlova, and you may as well just make a pavlova instead. Why not?
I think I could tolerate it if like you baked it until it was chewy, like a macaron, or like I assume pavlova is also chewy.
Well, pavlova's got the crusty outside, which is the nice flaky biscuity type.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, it's got the squishier meringue stuff. Ew. Which
that's what I can't deal with.
Don't like, is what I'm assuming. Yeah, okay. Like, I can understand the texture of that's a bit weird, so I can understand why people wouldn't like it.
Yeah, and all I can think the whole time is like, ew, I'm eating raw egg, which I'm not. I am, but whatever. You know, it just, and I tried to make lemon meringue pie one time, and I was living in Eastern Michigan, and it was really hot, and we didn't have air conditioning, and I was trying to like whip it by hand, and I did it for like 2 hours, and I just never got there. So
meringue.
I have no love lost with meringue. Although I've seen people try to put it on key lime pie. And just get the fuck out of my house with that shit. Like,
I was getting key lime excited pie by
has
by the
whipped cream or nothing. Get out.
I was getting confused, increased in in, I get enthused about American pies because your pies are sweet rather than savory. And that's all wrong for many reasons. But key lime pie because you can make it in Sims.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to know what the hell it was because I was like, what's a key lime? I mean, is it like a lime that's shaped like a key?
And tiny little lime.
Yeah.
Teeny tiny little lime, and they're meant to be more sweet
yep.
than regular limes, is that right?
They're a little more sweet and also tart, but they're not like the bitter tart of regular limes. I don't know how to explain it really. It is a distinctive, you can tell the difference, but they're a little tiny, and ostensibly they're supposed to be cheaper because the whole point of key lime pie is that it was meant to be made quickly and inexpensively from things that were very readily available in, I can't remember the tropical area it's from. I want to say like a Florida Key, but I don't think that's right.
Uh-huh. Well, that makes sense.
I do. It is from Florida, I think.
Is it? It might be.
I think.
I mean, that would explain why it's called key lime. But I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I looked up the last thing. This one's on Claire.
Claire's always on Google anyway, so.
Yeah.
I was looking up stuff. Let's see. Key lime is a hybrid.
Because, like, it's basically just lime juice, sweetened condensed milk, and I think.
Yep, from the Florida Keys. Eggs.
Okay.
Wow. There we go.
It's also known as the West Indian lime, bartender's lime, Omani lime, and Mexican lime.
Yeah. It's really good. But there is like a skill to it because you got to like zest the limes also. And you can zest the key lime too much very easily. So.
Because they're not as thick skinned.
They're not as thick skinned. And so you get to the pith really quickly. And that can really overpower your pie quickly. But. Happens to be the spouse's very favorite dessert.
Yeah, pie.
Yeah. Come visit. We'll have key lime pie. Okay.
I looked up a recipe for it, actually, not too long ago because I was interested in making it. And I was just like, oh, yeah. It's always like the fruit pies that you guys make are more like tarts to us.
Mm-hmm. Just deeper.
Because if we make a fruit pie, like an apple pie, then it's got a top on it. Not, and I know you put things like whipped cream and meringue on top of pies.
We
top it off with pastry.
There's a difference between fruit custard pies and fruit pies like blueberry and apple and stuff like that. Those
blueberry, apple, cherry. Those can all have tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you've got, and you say fruit custard pies is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, like so lemon meringue and key lime.
Yeah, okay. You know, I get what you mean. Yeah,
they're fruit custard.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So.
As opposed to being just fruit.
Which,
we don't tend to make.
I will say that a key lime tart is better than a key lime pie, but I'm just saying. So actually, I think they're the same thing. Because you use the graham crackers for the crust, but there's a slight difference in tart. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So there we go. Get the fuck out with your meringue.
Yeah, I really want a pie now. All of the pies, please. Boy.
Okay. Let's see, moving on, well, this one could get us off the rails. Nia asks, what the fuck have I missed while being buried at work, being a badass boss bitch? First of all, she has, like, by the way, she's, like, running that fucking newspaper now, and it's amazing. What has been going on the last week, y'all?
I don't even know. Time has lost all meaning, everything has lost all.
The only thing I keep track of is my flowers and Animal Crossing. So
pretty much it.
Yeah, pretty much it. So that's it. You missed a lot of flower watering. And
Animal
Crossing mostly, yeah.
Animal Crossing mostly. Yep. Yep. All right.
That's all we missed. Nothing else.
There's nothing else. I mean, like world leaders are trying to kill us, but whatever.
Well, that's not really news.
There's nothing worth talking about.
I think I think that Nia is the one who is actually following that more closely than the rest of us, though.
Right?
It's part of a job to actually pay attention to it, whereas we can lock it out of our
I feel like anything we could and... we could contribute to this, she probably already knows, so.
Yeah.
Let's see, Jill again. Why aren't we measuring turnips in terms of basements? One basement of turnips is 6,000 bells.
I think I can, well, see, I've got five, I can hold 5,600 turnips in my basement because I've got my two skeleton guardian.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so I've got two skeleton guardians that keep and a security camera in there now too, which keep over my turnip. So yeah, 5,600 for me because I've got two spaces or three or four spaces taken up by skeletons. So yeah, I think that it's depending on your basement how many turnips you can fit in is important. Aside from that, yeah, I think it's a valid way to do it actually. Turnip. Basement.
Should sizes. You be measuring your turnips?
I haven't
in
bought
terms
turnips
of basements?
Since the first week, and I'm happy.
I've never bought turnips.
Yeah, I made so much money last week that I couldn't stop myself.
I mean, I've already paid off my entire house. What do I need?
I made 2.5 million bells last week out of turnips.
Yeah, but what do I need that money for? I already paid off my entire house.
Yeah, I need to pay off my mortgage.
The gold crown in the tailor shop. You
yeah,
can
but
buy
that only
and,
comes around randomly. Who knows when I'll be back around? Yeah. I'll probably have like 6 billion by then.
I'm so tempted to try the turnip game, but like, I don't have that kind of patience to be hustling around and looking for everyone's turnip prices. And I just don't.
Yep.
I don't care enough. And even
I
though
mean,
it
that's
could
the
pay
thing,
off
it's me. The thing. It's like I already paid off my whole house, and I can make plenty of money just like. Doing chill things like fishing and stuff.
Yeah, see, I haven't yet, but like I've got most of my storage filled with bugs right now waiting for Flick to come back. And CJ showed up today for the second time since I've last seen Flick. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I didn't save as many fish.
I hope they're not having relationship.
Oh my
CJ
God.
CJ has more money. I mean, fish are usually worth more money than...
I just hate
CJ because he makes you do that goddamn challenge every time, and I don't want to.
Flick makes you do a thing too, like you have to catch 3 bugs to prove that, whatever.
Huh?
But
you only have to catch 3 bugs to make like a figure from him. Otherwise, you just catch bugs and give them to him. He's chill
oh, that's
about
true.
It.
But I mean, otherwise, what's the point if you're not getting his pretty artwork?
Make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, funny. Even...
Well, apparently,
I'm a little upset. I'm upset with CJ.
Flick hasn't come back.
Yeah, well, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, me too. Like I've had Gulliver twice, I've had Leaf twice, and now CJ twice since the last time Flick showed up. It's like the fucking game knows that I'm sitting on all those bugs. Like I've saved all the big dollar bugs, like the $6,000 moths and shit like that. Oh boy. Okay.
Still haven't managed to get a tarantula or a scorpion, despite the fact that I had scorpions before all the rest of you guys. I couldn't catch a single one. They just kept killing me.
I can't figure
and,
it out.
I've seen precisely one, but it skittered away because I didn't have my net out and it just ran away. Like it was behind all my trees, and so I couldn't find it. And I was like, where'd you go? And then it disappeared. And I was like, well, whatever.
Yeah. Like the tarantula, I was able to like figure out a pattern on how to catch it. And then I got really good at it, except once or twice I would miss it. Or one time I like hit the wrong button, so I swung my net instead of walking. And it just ran at me. So
yeah, the times when they got me is like I would swing my net and hit like a wall because it would be up near a wall or something like that.
Yep.
Or there's definitely a few times where I didn't know it was late enough for tarantulas and I was just leaving the shop and happened to have my net on me and then they fucking ganked me.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out if the scorpion has like a similar behavior pattern where like you could walk up to the tarantula and it would lift its little legs and if you stopped, it would put its legs down and just keep staring at you.
Yeah,
and then you could just inch a little closer. Yeah, and you just crept up on it. So far, I can't get the scorpion to do the same thing. Like when I stop moving and it stops threatening me, it runs away. And I don't care enough to catch it. I don't care enough to chase it.
I've got to get one because I have to have every. I have to fill out my museum.
I know. Yeah. I don't wanna. It'll happen eventually because every now and then a tarantula would just show up out of nowhere and kill me. You know, so eventually it'll happen.
I just didn't manage to get one, so I'm waiting. I'm going to wait around until summer comes again, I suppose. I'll see if I can get one on one of you guys' islands, because I think one of the main reasons why I didn't get one in the original, while they were here in the Southern Hemisphere, was because I don't play much at night. I tend to play during the day.
Yeah,
so, I don't play as much at night, so.
Yeah, I was playing exclusively at night for a while.
So you've got all your night creatures.
I got all the night creatures, but I've missed a lot of the early morning fish and bugs. So, yeah. Yeah. Right, what are we doing for time?
That one little teeny window you've got to get a stick insect, which is like 5 minutes, right? 5 o'clock.
According to the internet, you do act the same way as the tarantula, so I don't know.
That's what I thought. So we'll see. I guess it's just not as obvious to me, or I'm not as trained on it yet. I don't know. They are more stupid than the tarantulas, though, because I can get pretty close to them while they're running headfirst into a rock or a cliff. Yeah. Uh-huh. But that doesn't last. I don't want to count on it. So. All right. We actually have a serious question here, guys. A serious question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. This one comes from Zom. Do you have tips for dealing with the severe fatigue, exhaustion that comes along with some mental illness, like depression? She gave a big, long paragraph of context, but I'm not going to read all that on air right now.
Yeah, I read through the context.
I've read through most of it, and it just, I think it breaks down to different for everyone.
I feel like my advice might have been more valid before, when I hadn't slept from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. today. In my experience, the best thing to do is do something where you're moving. If you recognize times when you usually get tired, that's when I would schedule an alarm for some sort of even just basic exercise. I would do stretches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also meditation, if you find that helpful, just something that either engages your brain or gets you moving a bit usually will wake you up a little bit.
Yeah, I
have trouble with just I have trouble just being tired all the time because I'm iron deficient.
And
I can't take iron supplements because various things go wrong if I do that.
They're also not super effective.
The reason why they're not super effective is they're really hard to absorb.
Exactly.
It's hard to absorb iron. So I am actually making an appointment to get an iron infusion to help that out.
Yeah,
because you can do it that way rather than the other way around, which is like an intravenous drug or an injection.
I had a friend who used to get
the same issues that I have with the others.
Platelet infusions or something like that, or red blood cell infusions. I forget which one carries iron. They used to get a blood infusion once a month.
Yeah,
a small amount just to give them a little boost.
Yeah, and it's meant to last for this particular procedure that I'm going to do. It's meant to last for up to 6 months, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was meant to be arranged before lockdown happened, and I haven't gone back to get it done.
Yeah.
And it is just weird as well because just being tired all the time has been, my constant since the kids were born, pretty much. So it's weird to sort of try and adjust around it and just go this is just what I feel like. I feel tired. And back when I wasn't sleeping because my son was up all night, I was tired, and then I was depressed after that, and so I was tired, and it's just at the moment, I actually don't know what it feels like not to be tired. So if I could find that out, I'll tell you what I do to deal with it.
I mean, given that I have both depression and insomnia, tired is pretty much my default state. But the things that keep me awake, those are the things that keep me awake.
Yeah, but what Claire said about getting outside and doing exercise is really important. Like, we've got a routine now that the kids are learning from home where we go out in the morning.
Yeah, if you can do anything to get a little bit of sunshine, or even if you've got one of those mood lamps, I'm assuming it would probably help nowadays if you're stuck inside more than usual.
I think also she's up in the Seattle area where they're in their long period of daylight right now.
But Seattle's hard as well because it's been an epicenter of all of the crap. So,
and I don't think,
as far as anxiety and depression is concerned, it's going to be rougher there.
So I'm sure that vitamin D and happy lamps
lamps are probably helpful. Do what you can. Like, act like it's winter.
I have to stay super regimented. And it plays well with my bipolar that when I get like that and I'm super depressed and I'm super tired all the time, like, I have to be very firm with myself and push on. And I know last week was a bad example of that because I was just like, fuck the podcast, guys, I can't do it today.
Everyone has limits and sometimes you just can't push through anymore.
But doing my best to push into my routine and making my routine more structured actually helps, because maybe I don't feel better, but I don't beat myself up over it at the end of the day. You know, like, I try to get up at the same time. And if I have to nap, then I have to nap, but I set an alarm for it or something, you know, just, there's like a balance to embracing it and fighting against it, and like, embrace it, but on a schedule. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Routines in general are good for everyone right now. If you're used to living with a routine, you should try to keep up some sort of routine. It might not be as regimented as you used to have, but just something to keep things normal. And definitely set an alarm when you nap, because otherwise you'll nap really long and that just makes you more tired.
Yeah. And I think also other things, like, if you work out at home, which some people do, and I applaud you, because I feel like an idiot when I'm in front of my TV trying to do like an at home exercise thing. I'm trying to get over it. But like, if you're used to exercising in the evening, try doing it in the morning if you can. Like, sometimes that helps to jumpstart things, or get up and read something amusing or entertaining first thing in the morning that engages your brain right off the bat, you know. And like, reading is supposed to help wake you up first thing in the morning. And yeah, that's all I got. And lots of caffeine.
Caffeine. I mean, this is the worst timeline, because I don't like coffee, and pop is one of the things frequently sold out here.
Oof.
Oh, that's weird that pops it's all about. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen that here.
Yeah, I don't know why. Especially my beloved Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Oh.
I don't know why people are, like, going feral over that, and that's always wiped out. I'm like, no. There's probably a few other same reason around here, apparently.
Probably for the same reason you frequently use it. I don't know.
It's so good. It's only 80 calories, which is nice. And I know that doesn't really matter, but it's nice when I need to drink a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, I like the sugar-free caffeine drinks, not because of the calorie count, but because of the taste. I don't know, I just like the...
Yeah, I like Kickstart because they taste kind of juicy, at least the ones that I tend to drift towards.
Juice. So
that's kind of nice, especially in the morning. It tastes like juice instead of pop.
Yeah, I get that. And it's mostly orange juice anyway, right? Mountain Dew is just orange juice.
Ironically, I think there's less in these than in the actual Mountain Dew.
That's funny. Oh, Baby Bye hit us with the questions today. All of a sudden, someone's an adult and now wants to participate.
I know, she's an adult and wants to take part.
She's an adult now. She's like in the voice chat with us and chatting in the chat room and sending questions to the pod. It's all great. Her first question is, why are people shipping Red and Tom Nook when Blathers is right there? A follow-up.
I thought Red and Tom Nook were... contentious divorcees. Exes. So
yeah,
you could still do both. You could have he's moved on to Blathers in a happier relationship.
Well, her follow up is why ship Tom Nook at all? Single dad rights, people.
I love Tom Nook Red as messy exes. I think it's the funniest thing.
It is really funny. It is a really funny take on it.
I mean,
I just think it's great, and
it's hilarious, and it's like right on the same level with like that. Seeing that for the first time was right on the same level when I was like, oh my God, CJ and Flick aren't just like a fan thing. Like they're a thing.
Yeah.
I thought people were just being like, you know, fandom. And it's like, oh, hey, two boys, let's push them together and make them kiss. You know, but no, it's that's a thing.
Look, real. They wear their matching clothes. It's really cute.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. And they respect, like, I love how much CJ respects Flick's art. It's like, oh, my partner does the best art. He's so good at it. So I was like, oh, you're so cute. I love him. Oh, but yeah, Tom Nook with Tom Nook as the trying to shoot Red whenever he visits just gives me life. But yes, he's happy in a relationship with Blathers. That's cool. They're very happy together. But you know, Blathers would be up there with. Actually, Blathers should be the one trying to shoot Red for hurting him.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Digging pit traps for him on the island and stuff.
Oh, you know, considering that Red's counterfeit art would be a hindrance to Blathers' own endeavors, clearly that's why Tom Nook hates him so much, because he keeps hurting Blathers.
Oh my God!
With his fake art.
Fucking wheels within wheels, guys.
We've uncovered the truth.
We've uncovered the truth. Oh. One more. Who is hotter, Blathers or, what did she say? Tom Nook, but he's stinky, or Celeste? And there is a correct answer. So who's hotter, Blathers, Tom Nook, or Celeste?
Celeste is a baby. Look, I love can't see her as anything but my little baby sister, so...
See, I think Celeste is the best looking, but I cannot pass up a tweed owl. I'm sorry.
A tweed owl. Yeah. And that though,
because he's such a big nerd.
I know.
He's gorgeous.
I have a thing for the nerds, but Celeste is
she's a star nerd, which is also good.
Yeah. And that's kind of my weakness.
She's pretty cool.
It's just she's.
I would like Celeste a lot more if she bloody came to my island.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
She never turns up.
Yeah, I never get. I never get meteor showers. Celeste is almost never around.
I haven't had one either.
Yeah, but see, her model is tiny, so I don't know. It seems.
Oh my gosh!
I'm wondering if
I've missed her
a couple of times.
Yeah. See.
Oh no!
Look at you guys being problematic.
Oh, we didn't even know we were problematic the whole time.
I knew I was problematic, but I didn't know how many new and interesting ways.
There's like layers and layers and layers.
To be fair, Celeste is also a tweed owl and a nerd.
She is. She's a pink tweed owl.
I
which
still
is
believe
bloody,
that
bloody
she
lovely
is
too.
Young, though, and so.
With a bow so that you can't mistake her for not being a girl.
Yeah.
I guess.
she's girl-coded.
She's girl-coded. Child girl-coded. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is she being groomed?
Oh, people.
Oh. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got another fandom rant about aunties the other day because
I don't have a fanfic for today, so
oh god,
rant on.
It was just a thing about how all the people who write this fic are women, and I'm like, yeah, possibly, who cares? I'm just so tired. I'm so tired of people who don't care about. Oh, I'm so like, how do people have this much energy? Is what I want to know. Like, we're talking about all this energy that we don't have at the moment during the lockdown, and there's people out there trying to stop people from having fun because they're meanies. And just like, I don't know.
Yeah, there was some drama recently in the Gomans fandom. Given
yeah,
that. a few authors got, yeah, antis on them for not Good Omen stuff, but previous fandom stuff. And it's just like, and so they completely quit AO3 and everything. Just because people were giving them so much shit. And it's just like, can you people go away? Can you just stop?
Just go away.
God, this almost makes me
like, imagine if they put all this energy, which they seem to have boundless amounts of, into, like, I don't know, helping actual children or anything.
Or maybe, like, or writing their own fic or creating their own archive.
Yeah, creating their own archive.
Which was, and hilarious.
Doing anything productive instead of just attacking people over fictional bullshit.
Yeah, it almost makes me wish.
You just have too much time on their hands.
Almost makes me miss Dragon Age fandom.
Dragon Age fandom was a sweet, innocent child for a long time.
Mysterious.
And then it became a hotbed of horrificness for a while.
It started out with its own like inner turmoil, but yeah, that one blew up at the end. But I mean, what I'm seeing now in some of these fandoms is like Dragon Age got nothing on it except like.
Yeah, it is just getting real bad in a lot of places.
Except the shitholery was more condensed to a smaller fandom.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Dragon Age, because Dragon Age was so little, it was very easy to see them coming, if that makes sense.
Yes. You could follow it.
So I can imagine it. Goemon's being so massive.
But that's the thing, that fandom itself is actually really super chill, so I was surprised to see people get attacked. But apparently it's for past, they dug up receipts on, like, Harry Potter shipping or something.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, it's...
I mean, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like, that's one nice thing, because, the Goemon's fans are actually, for the most part, real fucking chill, and I'm like... Don't bring drama in here, even if it's just, like, adjacent to here. Yeah. I'm so happy. Let me be happy. Let us all be happy.
Let us be happy.
Let us. No.
Oh, man, I was so worried that they were coming for me, because I retweeted that thing about, like, that person that was like, I'm a therapist, and blah, blah, blah. And someone's like, oh, that's not actually a therapist. And I was like, I literally don't care. All I care about is what they said, which was all correct.
Oh, man.
But luckily it was nothing. Yeah. It was just someone being like, oh, I just wanted you to know. And I was like, okay. Good.
Thanks.
Good. Oh, I remain safe in my weird little corner.
There was a big blow up in TMA fandom recently where someone was basically making lists of problematic people.
Oh my
and,
God.
Posting them, which is great. Fine, do whatever you want. Anyway, it was quite funny because a lot of my friends who are in the fandom started losing Twitter followers. I was like, oh well, that's interesting. And so I checked my follower numbers, and my follower numbers were going up. I was like, hey, it looks like I managed to block every single person who might have conceivably have unfollowed me over this. So I'm really happy about that. I was like, yeah, I'm doing real good. Yeah, that is me winning.
The thing. It's like,
I blocked them all already.
It is like you winning.
People, just block. Just block. That's all you have to do. You can be happy. Just block people you don't want to see.
You too could pretend that people don't exist
you
anymore.
You too could be happy.
Until
you too could just enjoy yourself with fictional content and not drive yourself and everyone around you insane.
Although I did have a Facebook encounter today that makes me kind of want to like unblock everyone I've ever blocked and open up my profile public. Yes, because, like...
You would.
I would. Just still ignore people, but just, like, more blatantly.
Yeah, I had, I do just block, and it's been the best thing ever, because I've blocked a heap of people who are just causing stupid, being stupid, basically.
Yep.
And I was like, for a while there, I was, like, checking up to see if they were still being stupid, and they were still being stupid, and then I was like, you know what? They can be stupid without me, and my mental health has increased and improved out of sight since I did that, so I highly recommend it.
So much.
People, you're so much happier if you don't hate read and hate follow.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to snoop on people that I blocked, too, and then, like, I just stopped. Like, I stopped caring. It wasn't even a deliberate thing. Like, I just didn't seek it out. and like it was just gone from my mind. Yeah. And I just felt so much better.
Exactly.
Then they turn up.
I mean, that's the thing too, because I know that that's happening to me from the opposite side. People are hate reading and sneak reading and stuff like that because. I know why. Like sometimes it's really nice to have a good moan and bitch. Hence this podcast. but it's also just like go for it, but don't then advertise it to everyone else.
Yeah.
Keep it quiet.
Keep it quiet. Do that shit on your locked account. Like seriously, go but get a private meter. Too. Guys.
It's like lock if you're not gonna down. Just if you're not gonna block everyone, you can also just make a happy little corner of friends who you bitch to about everyone else, and that's also fun.
Yeah.
Get yourselves a locked Discord chat. Oh.
Yeah, and just talk to each other, and that can be fun. Don't start witch hunts out of it. Don't decide you need to like destroy these horrible, immoral heathens. Just go have a nice little bitch session, and it's just
and then chill.
Yeah.
Bitch and chill. Bitch, yeah. Like Netflix and chill, but with more fun.
Bitch and chill. I mean, I kind of hope that people are out chill. There like hate reading my blogs and stuff like that because like I'm having the most success of my entire life. Like, come at me, guys. I'm happy. I'm in a good place. Like, I'm literally living my dreams.
Yeah.
Mostly. I mean, there's some childhood trauma going on too, but like
living your dreams as best as you can in 2020.
In this fucked situation. So please come hate read me.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't Let's think see. I have I feel I mean I might have someone out there, but I feel like I don't have anyone hate reading me. I have such a chill experience. I've never had random and non-hate, really.
Yeah, like
I had one person who got on me for liking Dorian too much or something, but that was as close as I got.
I think in all the time I've known
you, I got
you,
one random and on.
I think I've seen like exactly two people come after Claire, and yeah. Like, one of them I was just like, wow, and I have them blocked now, and I was just like, wow, what an overreaction to that bullshit. And then like the other one was this whole liking Dorian too much thing. And I don't even remember what that was all about, but
it was literally, they just came in. They're like, oh, wow. You really like Dorian. That's creepy. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, the funny thing is, I think the first one you're referencing, they didn't even send me a message. So I didn't even see it. I was actually out enjoying a fire in the backyard when that all happened. And you were like, oh no. And I was like, oh, is something happening? So yeah, I guess I could have people hate reading me and I would be completely oblivious to it because I live in a happy sphere where no one sends me hate.
Yeah, I've only ever had one anon hate on Tumblr, and that was someone who said, "Oh, this is typical for a cis white man," on some post I'd done. I was like, "Wow, you're so wrong on so many levels, man."
I mean,
you got one out of three.
One out of three, right? You know? I was going to say it, but I wanted you to say it first. So I knew it was an okay joke to make.
It's totally an okay joke.
Because I know some of that is kind of new and still in like the baby stages for you where you're figuring it out. And I don't want to like just assign things to you all of a sudden based on one late night wine infused like Twitter rant.
actually, to be honest, I think it was for a cis straight man, not cis white man. So they all got wrong. They didn't get one of them right at the time. They got one of them right at the time, but since then, yeah, they've got none of them right.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. Anyway, that was about Australian politics too, which was hilarious. I was just like, okay. I had spent like my last. I think I made one post about the 19 or the 2000 and whatever election. I made one post, and they were upset because I wasn't going to vote Labor. I was going to vote Green, and I was like, okay, wow. I don't even know anymore. What do I need to do to make people send me a non-hate? Because I always leave it not open. I'm apparently roundly hated.
Make innocuous statements about fandoms. and
about deep,
about fan, about
the, what was the book called?
Divergent.
Yeah, fucking Divergent Gate.
Flip your fucking car, Divergent fandom. Oh boy,
I think we've probably that was our 10-minute rant for the end of the
In closing. Block away, and when that doesn't work, find good friends you could have a nice bitch session with.
And if you can't find good friends, we'll be your friends, and you can get a hold of us at bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also come to bibibicast.tumblr.com, because we all know you want to send some anonymous hate to the bibibi Tumblr.
Just no female presenting nipples, please.
Please. Just not that. You can send as much hate as you want. Just no female presenting nipples. We don't need to get flagged. It's already a miracle we have not given.
I was doing a post for our Instagram the other day, and I was trying to put something in our story, and I went into the GIF tag, and one of the trending tags was like a nipple just spinning around. And I was like, someone out there has a point to make.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
So if you go to our Tumblr, it's also got links to the Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
Yep, and if you want to come and join our Discord, there's links in the show notes. That's where we have our bitch sessions.
Yeah. We love to bitch there.
It's not actually. We're actually very nice. We have a Brandon, Claire, and I have a very private channel for that sort of thing.
We also have
we have a really sort of vibrant
community.
Sorry, I missed you. That we have a very vibrant Animal Crossing community where we've
got like an inner island commune going on. Like it's pretty rad. If you want to come be part of a community that isn't charging bells and dodo miles or whatever.
Yeah, you just want some flowers watered and shit like that.
Yeah, if you just want your flowers watered and maybe a gold watering can.
We're here for that and to admire your islands and such. And also, I occasionally stream Animal Crossing, although I haven't done it this week because my internet's been really shit. Yeah. So I'm going to probably do another stream of that at some stage. And that's on my Twitch stream, which is twitch.tv/ImogenGames.
Woo!
I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all we have to say for this week. Thanks for joining us. We do love you. You're all awesome.
Even you.
Every single one of you, even those people who I hate, even the people who I hate listening.
Yes, even you.
I'm sure there's some good in you. Have a lovely week. I hope you're all keeping busy and healthy and happy in these trying times. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Let's see. There we go.
There we go. There we go.
It's not organic.
I'm gonna stop recording.
There we go.
Oh god, no, please stop. Stop me recording now.